91 Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, "Eichin kol chamesh." We eat all of the fifth hour. V'seif mitchilas sheish. We burn in the beginning of the sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eichin kol arba." We eat all of the fourth hour. V'teilin kol chamesh, and it hangs all of the fifth. V'seif mitchilas sheish, and we burn in the beginning of the sixth. V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda, and also Rabbi Yehuda said, "Shtei chalos shel toida psulois, two loaves, two pasul loaves from a carbon toida, monachas agava itztamo, placed on top of the platform high up, kozman shemonachis, as all the time or as long as they are placed, kolam oichlin, all the people eat, nitla achas, one of them was taken, toilin, it hangs, lo yoichlin, they don't eat." V'loy surfim, but they don't burn. Nitlu shteyin, both of them were taken. Hischilu kolam surfim, all the people began to burn. Rabbi Gamliel Oymer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Chulin echalin kol arba, Chulin is eaten all of the fourth hour. Utruma kol chamesh, truma can be eaten in the fifth hour. V'surfim etchilu sheish, and you burn in the beginning of the sixth hour. Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in the Mishnah, one says that it was the second of the month, meaning one testified that when this certain occurrence happened, it was the second day of the month. One says it was the third of the month. The testimony lasts, it's accepted. Because this one knows about the lengthening or the extension of the month, that it was a full month. And this one does not know. And that explains the difference between the testimony. What about if one says that it was the third of the month and one says the fifth of the month? The testimony is nullified and it's not accepted. One of them says it was 2 hours in the day. And one says it was 3 hours. The testimony exists. It lasts. We accept it. If one of them says it was in the third hour. And one says in the fifth hour. The testimony is nullified. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, the Goy Sabach takes out the words, Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eidusan Kayemez, that testimony does still exist. It does last. We do accept it. Echodom Ibechomesh, if one says in the fifth hour, Vechodom Ibecheva, and one says in the seventh hour, Eidusan Beteila, the testimony is nullified. We don't accept it. Shebechomesh, because in the fifth hour, Chama Bemizrach, the sun is in the east, Ubeshevan, in the seventh hour, Chama B'mayrev, the sun is in the west.